Erin, waiting patiently in Dallas on Catholic Answers Live app. You are up next. Hi, Erin.
Hi, I'm a big fan. My question is about heaven. I know that heaven is a very, very happy place.
Yes.
Do souls ever mourn in heaven for lost souls, especially people who just don't make it to heaven? You know,
right.
They go to hell. I mean, are those people mourning in heaven? Which
yeah.
brings me to my next point. It seems like God would be in constant mourning
right.
for all the evil that he sees.
Right.
And all the lost
Erin,
children.
That is a great question. I have a CD set, Erin, available here called Last Call, Death, Judgment, Heaven, and Hell, where I go into great detail on this. You might want to check that out or other of our listeners. But, Erin, here's the bottom line. And by the way, you ask a question that perplexes many. In fact, I've encountered people who this concept has kept them from belief in God. The idea that, you know, how can God or how can we be in heaven rejoicing, knowing, let's say, we have a loved one who is in hell for all eternity. You see that depicted in Revelation 14, Revelation 20. You know, the souls of those who are in hell being tormented for all eternity, and then in the same chapter, the saints in heaven rejoicing. Well, here's the key, Erin, is number one, souls in heaven never mourn. God is not in mourning. God is absolutely and infinitely, to say happy, you know, doesn't quite cut it, you know, blessed in a way that we can't even fathom, even in the face of souls who go to hell. And Erin, here's an analogy I use in my set that might help you. Imagine if, Erin, your daughter had been raped and killed by someone, and then you're in the courtroom, and you happen to know that your daughter was raped and killed by this man who's on trial, and then you hear the jury foreman say, not guilty. Erin, what do you think? What would your reaction be?
I would be furious.
Yes. I mean, it would be, I can't imagine being in that place, but in justice, you should exclaim, that is not just. That is wrong, right? And now on the flip side, if that person who was guilty was convicted and the jury foreman said, we find the defendant guilty, then you would say, that is good. Now, we shouldn't be vengeful and, you know, about them being locked up for the rest of their lives and whatnot, but we should rejoice in justice. And that's the closest we can get to understanding that the souls who will finally be damned and the souls who are right now are there because that is absolutely just. And so actually, Erin, if they were not there, we would say, that is not just. And of course, that's impossible because God is infinitely just as well as infinitely mercy. His justice and mercy are one in him. And so that's impossible. We will know, and we will be able to rejoice, Erin, just as the saints in heaven do, in the justice, and just as you would rejoice in the rightness, in the justice of the conviction of that murderer. Now, the hard part is, Erin, you and I, but what if it's a loved one? See, we won't think like, you know, justice doesn't go away because it's our relation. We will think like God thinks, and we will rejoice in justice no matter who that justice is meted out to, no matter who that mercy is meted out to. Does that help at all, Erin?
It does. It does. That brings me to another question. Do the souls in purgatory hear our prayers?
Yes. Yes, they do. They cannot pray for themselves because their time of meriting has passed. You can only merit while you are, to use the term from Ecclesiastes, under the sun. They cannot merit for themselves, pray for themselves, but they can pray for us, and they do. Erin, appreciate your call.
Thanks for
great
that,
questions.